That's correct, Catherine. And at today's MD meeting, I'm moving a motion looking for a meeting with the Minister, Michael Creed, in relation to the Killybegs Harbour Committee. Because, as you rightly said, I mean, Killybegs is a huge asset to the sphere south of the, here in South Donegal, but also in the county as a whole. And that. So basically, I'm basically looking for a meeting with the Minister in relation to pier expansion and also a dry dock facility. And basically, when I say basically looking for another pier, you're looking basically because you have more vessels coming in, fishing vessels, you have cruise liners coming in, you have wind turbine ships coming in, and you have timber ships coming in now. And also, basically, the dry dock facilities in Killybegs are not big enough to facilitate. And over the last 4 years alone, 100 million of local money has been spent in foreign shipyards servicing our fleet. And also, in Ireland, we don't have a dry dock facility to service our own marine vessels. And, you know, that basically is going as a cost. So as which you're looking at probably money here to be invested in Killybegs. That means the amount of money that has been spent on foreign shipyards basically would compensate it in a year. Also, basically, the reality of the situation is basically Killybegs have the knowledge, they have the staff, and have the expertise. And that at the moment, there's nearly 1,200 people basically employed in Killybegs. And these people have the knowledge, and that means they have all they require is the state to put the infrastructure there for them.
And while there is undoubtedly a willingness there locally to expand the pier and so on, the department really must intervene because effectively they own the pier. So nothing much can be done until they, I suppose, give the green light and maybe sanction some funding.
That's correct, Catherine. And this is the problem. I mean, the private sector there in Killybegs are willing to invest, and they invest there on a daily basis. I mean, you look at the McHugh family that's basically building three boats at the moment at a value of over 65 million, which is a huge vote of confidence in Killybegs and the surrounding area. So basically, as you rightly said, the harbour is owned by the Department of Agriculture, and basically it's up to the state now to put infrastructure there. We all know Brexit is coming down the road. I mean, we have all this basically, you know, the green energy, the Saving Ireland, basically you have offshore winds. I mean, you can cargo stuff by water rather than by road and that. So Killybegs has a huge amount to offer. And basically, you know, I'm calling on the Minister now basically to sit down with the Killybegs Harbour Committee and look at basically the viability of Killybegs going forward. Because as I said already, it's a huge, huge asset here to Donegal and Ireland as a whole.